Okay, so we're doing the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. We're up to, in volume 4, we're up to 1170, letter number 1174, 1174, dated the third day of El Tavshi Yudalef. And Rebbe says that they did give me, in a timely way, regards from you, also your participation in the charity fund, which I have passed on to the discretionary fund, which means that they help people that they need to be supported without publicity. This is the greatest ways of giving tzedakah, and here is the receipt. Rebbe says also, they've mentioned to me that for long life, that you have turned 81. May Hashem's will be that may Hashem bless you with long life and good years, and you should be able to continue with your support for tzedakah matters, and saying Tehillim, setting time for Torah, and also participating in these classes that are given publicly. And this, through this all, you will strengthen your connection and your being tied in to Hashem, our God. He is the living God, as the verse says, that you that are connected, v'atam advekim, b'Hashem alekeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim, those that are connected to Hashem, I'll hear all alive today. You must know, the Rebbe says, of the takana that has been instituted already from the times of the Baal Shem Tov, to say the capital, the chapter of Tehillim, which fits the age. So from here and on, in the morning after the davening, you will say chapter 82, which is also the song of Tuesday. It's known in the saying of our sages that the Olam Hazeh, this world, and the Olam Haba, the world to come, over there it says, Yichayenu min Yomayim, give us life from these 2 days, which is Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. And the verse finishes by Yom Hashlishi Yikimenu Nichilifonov. On the third day, he will stand us up, we'll live before him. That the third day is talking about the world that will be after Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, which is the world of resurrection, which is even higher than the Olam Haba, which is Gan Eden, which is the heaven. And how do we interpret it in the service? In the service of man, that this world is the, that's the concept of people who are in business. Which means most of their preoccupation is in worldly matters. They lead their business according to the Torah. That would be the avoda, the type of service of the tribe of Zevulun, who are business people occupied in worldly matter. The Olam Haba, that would be basically the concept of the people who occupy themselves with Torah, those who sit in the tent, the Yeshvayil, meaning those whose main thing is, their main occupation is that they study Torah. That's the avodah of the tribe of Yisachar. Yom HaShlishi, the third day, that's the service in both together, which means that the soul and the body participate in equal excitement in the service of Hashem. Similar to Adam HaRishon before the sin, that there was no difference between the body and the soul. As it says, "V'lo yishboi shoshu," there was no shame. And similarly, as Ruach HaTumah Menoritz, when the spirit of impurity are removed from the land, so the body will be even greater than the soul, which is the ultimate intention. Yeah, so which means not just mitzvahs, not just Torah, but both. Not just business or Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, but partaking in both together. By each one of us, there can be similar night now, which means that we can serve Hashem with bodily matters, without sensing pleasure for the battery, which is greater than the service of b'chol drachecha de'eyu. And when you get to the older age, the bodily desires are sort of weakened, and you're closer to the truth, it's easier to reach that service. And Rebbe is basically telling him that a person is older, doesn't have to have any more the struggles of the physical, because there's sort of on a lesser level, and you're closer to the truth. So may it be Hashem's will that you should. The Rebbe quotes in the post, "Yonuv b'seva d'shen v'nanon," paraphrasing the verse, that he should be in the older age, relaxed, and the verse, and have lots of nachas and delight in his service of Hashem Yisbarach. Relaxation of the soul and the body. So that's like, I guess the Rebbe is saying, when you get older, it's like being in Olam HaTchiyah. It's like the resurrection, because you don't have to do the business. You don't have to just learn the Torah. You can actually reach a higher level. You know, a higher level than this.